Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the Process of Bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. It is in this process that God molds us, makes us, shapes us, causes us to be the light and the salt for someone else, causes us to be the encouragement for their life that is needed and necessary, especially when they're facing hard times and they need an example to follow or someone that is able to encourage them in their walk of faith. God uses your life that it's already prepared, preordained, predestined, and the situations that you might face to make you, shape you, and mold you so that you will be able to be light to them, encouragement to them, strength to them. And you're doing this because God has chosen you for such a time as this. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and we become more and more like him, we see ourselves walking more in the light of his redemption, walking in the power of his will and his word. And we see ourselves, as John says, decreasing that he might increase. So it is a wonderful and awesome thing when God chooses unlikely people for his purpose and plan, when he calls a family, a tribe, a nation, an individual for his purpose and his plan, nothing or no one can refute or stop his word. What he says will manifest, and I'm so grateful for that. We've been looking at faith in the Bible, looking at it and studying faith and studying what the Word says about faith, growing in our faith, even adding to our faith and understanding faith more, because faith is the foundation of what we know that pleases God. Without faith, we cannot please God. It is impossible to please God without faith, because our faith is founded on everything that we know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross and all that he has done for us. So our faith is assured and solid and firm in the fact that we know that our God, our Savior, our King has done an impossible thing for us, given to us what we could not give ourselves, and did it all because he loved us and loved us before we ever knew or acknowledged him. So I'm so grateful that our faith is founded in a God that will not fail us, will not disappoint, nor let us down, but he's always working things out for the good. As we look at Hebrews 11, we're going to go into this, and if you want to build yourself in faith and encourage yourself in faith and even want to come back and just remind yourself about faith, Hebrews is a great book to go to and to begin to talk and to read and study about faith. So when we look at faith, we understand what faith is. Faith is the confident assurance of something that is going to happen. And we have to understand that when we pray, when we believe God, when we stand on the word of God, we have confidence in knowing that what we ask for, what we believe for, it's going to happen in our life. It's going to manifest. When we pray those prayers of faith, we are assured that God hears us and that he's moving on our behalf and something's going to happen. We have that certainty about us that even though we're waiting on some things and our wait, our expectation says that this is already done because God is faithful. He who promises faithful. He swore by himself that he would do these things for us, that he would be our God and be our Lord, that he would be our Savior and our Redeemer, that we will know him and that we will have his presence and his blessings. So he's not going to not do what he says. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So our confidence in him lets us know that what we ask for, we're going to have. Now, we see as we read Hebrews 11 chapter that it was Abel who basically obeyed God. And by obeying God, he brought a sacrifice that was more pleasing than Cain's offering. And God accepted Abel's offering because he provided a gift that was of faith and of righteousness. Now, we have to be careful that whenever we are serving God, that we always make sure we serve by faith, in faith, and that we do it in righteousness, in the right standings of what God wants. God does not have to receive our offerings. He does not have to accept what we give him and present to him if it is not done the right way. This is a prime example that God does look at the way we do something, our behavior, our actions, our attitude, our heart, our faith, when we present worship, when we present praise, when we do what he's asked us to do, how we serve others and how we conduct our day. God looks at the heart of how we do it, the faith of what we do, and he does not have to accept it. So this lets us know that even in our faith service, God himself is watching the attitude and the conduct and the faith that we have when we're presenting something. The Bible says that we're to present our bodies unto the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, our duty unto God, because of all that he's done. So what we present by faith. We present it knowing that God is well able. We present it knowing that God is going to get the glory out of us. We present it knowing that God is going to change and he's going to turn some things in our favor. We present it knowing that God is up to something great and wonderful. So we're just not presenting anything, any kind of way to God. We are presenting something to him that says, Lord, I want the life that I live, the sacrifice that I give, the service that I do. Well, I want it to look like you. I want it to honor you. I want it to be everything that you say, and I want it to bring you glory. I want you to be blessed by what I give. So we see that that is what the case was with Abel, and we want that same kind of attitude and that behavior and conduct that says, God, when you look at me, be pleased at what I sacrifice. Enoch was another one that the Bible talked about. It says that he trusted God. Our trust and our faith has to be present. We have to have trust in God, and we have to have faith in God. And our trust and our faith says that no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what's going on, we are going to be, we want you, God, to be the head of our lives, and we want to trust you and live and walk by faith that says no matter what happens, God is going to bring me out of this thing, and he's going to make me and cause me to be a blessing, as he told Abraham. Not only am I going to bless you, but I'm going to make you a blessing, and that's what our faith and our trust does. It says, God, we believe that you're going to make us a blessing and cause us to be a blessing to someone else. And we trust you. Our faith says you're going to do it. And as we trust you and believe you and walk obediently to your word, you're going to get the glory out of us, and someone's life is going to be touched. Someone's going to be pleased with the service of love that they see demonstrated that comes only through my relationship with Jesus Christ. And God himself is going to get glory, and he's going to be pleased with your life, and that's what you want. So as we look at Enoch, we understand that his, because he trusted God and because he had faith that was so awesome and great, and he obeyed God, it was counted for him as righteousness, and he didn't even see death. But he's one of the prophets that will be seen in the end time that the book of Revelation talks about, that will be there as a witness, as a testimony for the world of righteousness when that time comes. So we see that's a life that pleased God. What if we please God in such a way that the Lord was saying, I've got to extend your life frame, or I've got to keep you alive because you give me so much glory. You live so righteously in the earth. You please me and obey me so much that I want to make sure that someone else has an opportunity to experience the anointing or the words or the life that you have. That is a blessing. And we're supposed to live in such a fashion that God is able to get blessings out of our life that other people will benefit from. Noah is another one that trusted God. We see him as in the heroes of faith. He trusted God, and he heard the warning about that God gave about the future and what was going to happen. And it, even though it had never rained, he believed the report of the Lord and the word of the Lord. And our faith must believe God. It must stand no matter what no one else says or has never happened before or never occurred before. If God says something to us that we've never heard or seen before, but we know it is God saying it, then we are to trust and believe what God is saying and follow obediently what he's telling us to do. Sometimes it will be those things that we obey that will cause us to triumph and win over something that even though we haven't faced it before, our obedience and our trust in God and our faith will cause us to triumph and win over something we've never, ever faced before, never gone through before, because we're following and trusting God. Noah did that. He believed that even though there was no sign of rain, that God was going to send rain, that even though there has never been a flood before, because God said it's going to happen, and he prepared himself. So when God begins to tell you something about what he's going to do in your life and you hear him, we have to prepare ourselves and follow what he's saying. By his obedience, he saved not only his life, but he saved the life of his family, and God was able to restore because the will of God was going to be done regardless of who had not walked, washed, walked or lived righteously before and who was doing their own thing, God was going to have a people or a person that he was going to use to get glory out of, to obey him and to follow him. And that's what you must understand. God is always going to have someone that's going to trust him and follow him and obey him. He will always have his will done in the earth because he knows the heart of those who diligently seek after him. He knows those who will be obedient to his word and confidently trust him. And I want to be one of those that the Lord looks at and sees that I obey him and I follow him and I trust him confidently, knowing that he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what I ask, think, or even imagine, but also that his word is true and it will come to pass in my life. And I pray that that is your prayer as well, that you seek and thirst after God in that same manner, that you want him like that. We understand that Abraham is someone in the Bible that we study constantly because he's the father of faith. He's the one that God used to birth out what he was going to do concerning a nation, that he was the one that God was going to use. And you have to understand, when God says that he's going to use you for his glory and he has a plan for you, it doesn't matter where you're at or what's going on in your life. It doesn't even matter what pain you've experienced or what you've done. When God says that he's going to use you and he wants to use you, then he will move every hindrance and every obstacle. He will move everything that will stop you from obeying. He will cause you to be separated from anything that will keep him from getting glory out of your life, and he will change every situation in your life so it will look and represent his will, his divine pleasure, and his way. So we see Abraham, who was a pagan worshiper, but yet God still called him, and God still drew him, and God still anointed him for purpose that was beyond where he was or what he had experienced. And that's what you have to understand. When God chooses you, you are going to be only what he says, and you have to let him get the glory out of your life. He already knows you anyway. So your faith says, I trust what you're doing. I trust what you're going to do with me, God. I trust where you're leading me and where you're taking me. And as I trust you, move everything that is not like you. Work on everything in me and then cause your glory to be upon me, that someone else will want to know the God that I serve. So Abraham's life is a life that we can look at and see his mistakes, and we can see his trust, but we see his faith also and how he obediently trusted God and obeyed God, even when everything around him was not trying to line up to the purpose of God. He had to wait obediently on God and know that God was faithful, because he will not let disappoint. And that's what you have to understand. Your faith is not going to be for naught. What you believe and trust God for is not for naught. God is going to do what he said in your life. He's going to cause you to win and triumph. He's going to bring you out. He's going to make you the head. He's going to call you the blessed one, and you're going to know that he's the one that's doing it. And that's what you have to understand. When you trust God and walk by faith, you will never, ever be ashamed. He will cause you to win, and that's what you have to believe and stand on, because we will face some things in our life that seem impossible. We will face some things in our life that the enemy and circumstances and other things will say that it can't be done, it won't be done, you're wasting your time. But you've got to confidently know that my faith in God is not going to be for naught, that God is going to change this and make this for my good, because his words say so, and I'm not going to allow fear or doubt or worry or the circumstance to contradict what I know to be true about the God that I serve. And that's what you have to understand. The Lord is up to something great in your life, and your faith in him says, God, I trust you in what you're up to. I'm going to rest in the fact that you will not disappoint me, and where you're taking me at, it's good, and I will bear the fruit of righteousness that looks like you, and everything in my life will align to what you say. And as I'm obeying you, you're making me, you're cutting away anything that is not like you. You have me on your will. You're building me up just like you did Abraham. And even with Abraham, the things that did not look like God, his character, God worked on him and Sarah so that they would see, be the men and the women that he's called them to be. And that's an example of what he's going to do with us. Our faith says, God, you're going to make me. You're up to something in my life. You're working on me, and your word is working on me, and I obey and trust that, and I'm going to be all that you say. So in this time that God is telling you to walk by faith and not by sight, know that something great and awesome is going to transpire, and God is going to get the glory out of you, and you're going to be what he says. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Live today. Have an awesome worship experience, and we'll be back next week for another episode.